USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva this week following the G7 summit and a meeting of NATO leaders in Brussels. But Senator Bill Hagerty says he's not expecting too much to come from the meeting because the president is going in from a position of weakness. The Tennessee Republican tells Fox News that Biden has already offered too many concessions to the Russians.
I think the G7 is frankly being overshadowed completely by what is going to happen next week when Biden does meet with Putin. And Biden's going into this in a position of weakness. Look, he capitulated on the START treaty at the very beginning with Russia. Now he's turned around and allowed them to finish the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Look, that project was categorized as a malign influence project by the Trump administration. I served in that administration. This is a huge mistake to walk into this meeting in a position of weakness, and I think that's what all of the G7 leaders are wondering about. How will Biden and Putin manage this meeting?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try sonsoflibertycbd.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
The auction for a ride into space next month with Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and his brother Mark has been completed. John Clemens reports.
More than 7,500 people from 129 countries placed a bid for the online auction that was narrowed down to about 20 high rollers. The auction was the official launch of Blue Origin's New Shepard that'll fly into space July 20th on the 52nd anniversary of the Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin's moon landing. Okay, here's the winning bid.
And that is Sol, $28 million to number 107.
The $28 million will now be given to Blue Origin's Club for the Future that promotes science and technology to young Americans. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And new data shows that 13 states have reached the goal of having 70% of their adult populations at least partially vaccinated against COVID. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Vice President Kamala Harris visited Guatemala and Mexico last week as part of her diplomatic efforts to stem the flow of migrants to the U.S. But critics say that her next trip needs to be to the southern border. Representative Henry Cuellar is one of those who believes Harris and President Biden need to make the trip. The Texas Democrat tells CNN that she also needs to talk to a wide range of people on any border visit.
Just by being here and listening, not having, and I say this with all due respect, a stage visit, but listening to our border mayors, to our county judges, to their sheriffs, to the people that are here, and not just listen to a group of people. Trump would only listen to law enforcement. Democrats just listen to the NGOs. No, we got to have a broad community of voices so we can hear what's happening at the border. Again, our message at the border is yes to legal migration, no to illegal migration.
California will be the next state to roll back its COVID restrictions. Governor Gavin Newsom signing an executive order that ends the state's stay-at-home order that was in effect for nearly 15 months. The state will also adjust its mask mandates, allowing those who are fully vaccinated to mostly go maskless in public. A number of Newsom's other executive orders relating to the pandemic will begin to expire starting next month. And Danish soccer star Christian Eriksen is awake and stable after collapsing during a match at the European Championships. Eriksen collapsed on the field near the end of the first half of the Denmark-Finland match. The Danish Football Federation says that Eriksen is undergoing further tests in a Copenhagen hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.